Hello and welcome to Morning Kickoff. My name is Dean Williams, and with me today I have got the oldest podcaster in the world, and that is official, Gazza. Freshly dug up this morning, smelling of roses, because that's where he was buried last. And also we have got Sorin from Albania, and we've got Oily Maguire, Mr. Solomon.
Hello, you all right?
Hello, I am.
Good evening.
Good morning. It's the Morning Kickoff show. We're doing this live Saturday morning, ready for you.
He's still getting used to the time.
Well, it was that late when you got me up, so you know.
Right, lads, here's what's coming up on today's show.
Yeah, he's on fire. He's really good.
He's in a shit league, for fuck's sake. He should be on fire. It's like playing Grimsby every week. You know something is really bad at Man United because Sorin is not supporting them.
That's true.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
That was the difference.
He was what?
He was fucking 89-year-old grandmas. Isn't that right, Gazza?
Yeah, yes, mate. Yeah.
Well, that wasn't in the documentary.
Shall we get on to the shout-outs? I shall go first, because I got quite a lot. First shout-out is going to Pat Cottrell and Al, Ian Lane of Eastleigh, Damien Stephen. John Malarkey has got a clothing range that he would like me to promote. So John, who has put on the website, not a football team, but I've set up a sports clothing brand, would appreciate it if you had the chance to check out the website and possibly a shout-out. It is Boar, B-O-A-R, hyphen wildlazystrong.tmill.com, and that's TEEMILL.com. Go and have a look. Sports brand, apparently. Next shout out is Steve Morris, Roy Munson of Grimsby, Turner Reynolds, Squidman, who's doing 100 press ups a day for cancer research, I believe. Stevie Pexman, who I was away with just the other week. Auntie Sean and Uncle Gary. Gary put his hand up then. I won't say who, but I did hear a little shriek from Sorin. Who's got some shout out, lads? Have we got some shout outs?
Well, I did have, but you've stole it for me. It was going to be Squid with his charity push ups. 100 a day, go to his Just Giving page. He's got a target of 300, and I think he's on 240 at the moment. So
sorry.
Well, I'd like to shout out Dino, Gary, Joe, Squidman, and
hang on Turner. A minute. We can't just all do shout outs to the same people.
I have to. The reason is because I've been going through a really bad period in my life, and you guys.
Are you one of these new women?
Not yet.
That have a cock.
No, I'm not. I wanted to go to Thailand, but I had to postpone that. But getting back to it, thank you so much for supporting me to become a woman with a cock.
Yeah, and also, you're one of these newfound women.
Yes, sir. And being there for me, I really appreciate it. You guys have been amazing, and I am truly honored to be your friend. Also, shout out to my brother, my youngest brother, Valentine, who is Romanian, and he's also listening to the podcast.
Very good.
Cool.
Does he know the Romanian national anthem?
Yeah, he knows. No, he probably doesn't know it. They don't
right.
Sing it in school.
Let me just stop this right now. Ollie, who have you got?
I've only got the one shout out.
Is that because you got no friends?
Well, we discovered last time I got one friend. So
I can't remember his name,
Chris,
but yes.
Chris. He's already had a shout out.
Shout out, Chris.
Yeah, so he can have another shout out.
Yeah, we'll have a shout out to Chris, yeah. Friend of the show.
Yeah, Chris. So, but my actual shout out is to my sister's band, because I thought I'd give them a little plug.
Plug away!
Yeah, she's got some gigs coming up. So they're called Shotgun. They kind of tour around West Sussex. They're like a rock band, basically. They sing like all the classic AC/DC rock songs, and they go around to all the pubs and do nights, basically, for there. So their next show is on the 11th of November at the QE2 in Bognor. So if you are a Bognor local listening to the podcast, head down to the QE2 on the 11th and check them out, because they are awesome.
One of my friends 3 weeks ago took his life. His name, Robert Portlock, known as a tree ball. I grew up with him in Grimsby, going to football, playing football, all kinds of things. Football. Paul Dayton has with the help of Rob Mackey, managed to finish off a classic piano house track that Treeball wanted to do and was trying to do with Paul Dayton. Now, all proceeds will go to the charity chosen by Rob's family, and that's Andy's Man Club, Grimsby. We've talked about this, haven't we, Gazza, on one of the other podcasts. They do fantastic things for men who just go down to a centre to talk to people that have been in situations where they just need to be listened to talk and just get things off the chest. This song, Paul Dayton, has got listed on Spotify and Apple Music. You can search for it anyway. The vocals on it are Hannah Huxford. Rob Mackey came up with the lyrics, and it is Back to Venus. Music is the love. Treeball's theme. Now you can get this on Apple or Spotify. Every time you download it, some money's going to be made, and it's all going to go to Andy's Man Club. I might even be using it in the background music right now if I get the permissions required. Go listen to it. It's for a worthwhile cause.
Some man talk. Listen on Morning Kickoff Footy Podcast.
Right, Gaz, are we going to go on to the games played over the weekend?
Yeah, when I read out the result, say, like, for the first game, do you want to talk about that game, or should I just go through the
whole? If it's of interest, if anyone's got an opinion.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, we'll start with the earlier kickoff, which was Fulham 0, Man United 1.
That was a terrible game. Yeah. Absolute terrible game. Man United, I watched, and it's just like a team of misfits. No other way to say it, a team of misfits. How Fulham didn't go 2-0 up, I don't know. Willian smashed one, hit the post, I think, and then the keeper saved another one. Should have gone up 2-0 up, Fulham.
I think that's the response as well after the game by United. They were so focused on Bruno Fernandes getting that goal, and he's our captain and all this nonsense.
Yeah, the week before, there was all having a go at him because he's waving his arms about and prodding and poking people.
But actually, the bigger picture is United just aren't good enough. I listened to all the pundits, everything like that, and United just are a mid-table side at the moment, and they just don't accept it. Every single fan goes, oh, it's not what United are. It's not what, you know, we're better than this, we're better than that. Actually, you're not. You got to come back and do more. And I just thought afterwards they won 1-0, scraped a win, and the whole thing was just about how Bruno Fernandes got a goal. Well, let's wait and see what happens this weekend, because at the moment, I don't think United win 2 on the bounce.
Luton at home, maybe.
No, Luton did 1-0 against Liverpool, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And yeah, United are in all sorts of trouble. I mean, their ground's falling apart, isn't it? They're talking about taking the Rugby Cup final away and taking it to City's ground now because of the facilities and the state of the stadium.
You know something is really bad at Man United because Sorin is not supporting them.
That's true.
Yeah. As I've said it in one of the previous podcasts, I don't think he's got a team behind him. There's still trouble in the locker room. I think they need to rebuild, as Oli is saying. I think they need to accept that they're a mid-table team instead of just talking about they're United and they deserve to be up top. They need to put their heads down and get to work, try to get some of the youngsters in instead of just buying stupid players like Amrabat. It doesn't make any sense. He doesn't do anything. It just feels like such a stupid purchase. I feel like they should just try to give some of the younger chaps a try and rebuild. That's what they need to do, and they need to get the Glazers out because it's just a commercial club at this point.
And in a ton of debt as well.
Yeah.
I quite like it if it is, actually.
It is fun to watch. I mean, yeah, I don't enjoy United. I don't like United, so I liked them lose.
Definitely.
Actually, on the Glazers thing, just thought I might mention this. I heard something the other day. So they didn't sell their shares, did they? They kept hold of their shares. And
Jim Ratcliffe has got in for 25%, which is all they want to give up.
For billions, right? Do you agree that they kept their shares because if we get rid of the 3 o'clock watershed, you know, you can't watch games, basically, at 3 o'clock, what's that called?
Just the watershed.
Yeah. If they get rid of that,
they're not going to. They voted on it.
But if they did, United share price, because a Premier League app would then play all the games, United share price would go through the roof, and that's why they don't want to get rid of the club, because it could.
Oh, it's a cash cow, isn't it?
Yeah,
but it could go.
They've just levied a load of debt against it. managed to take a load of money out from the commercial revenue, and now there's no money in the bank. I mean, you only have to listen to Gary Neville, what he says.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, he's sick of the Glazers, isn't he? But what I heard was that they'd get rid of the 3 o'clock if they ever did, which it could go that way. It could.
Even the championship going down, they voted against it as well.
Because they don't think they'll get fans going into the...
For exactly that reason, yeah.
I don't know if that would happen. Oh, it's hard enough getting tickets for games anyway.
I had a ticket for Slough, and I stayed in and watched it on TV.
Because you couldn't be bothered to go?
No, I had to stay back because of the dogs and the missus was out on a five and drive.
Without the five?
Yeah, without the five. Just the drive. When you can just watch games, like... although it's great that I was in Stockport watching Grimsby lose, when you can just sit in your room and pay to watch it, I just think it's convenient, isn't it? It's like internet shopping. I don't even know the last time I went into a shop to try anything on. I just buy off the website.
What do you two think? If you could go to the games or watch them all at home, would you stay at home? Would you go to the games?
I would watch 75% at home.
Probably the same, especially now that ticket prices have gone up a lot. I just feel like, realistically, it's not possible to just go and watch the games very often, so you'd be once in a while anyways.
Me personally, I love the atmosphere and going to games. Just a shit place to get to Tottenham anyway from where I am, so I'm quite happy to watch it at second best, watch it on TV and just go and watch some local football. Anyway, back to the results at the weekend. The next one was London Derby, Brentford 3, West Ham 2.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Didn't see that one coming at all.
No. Good win for Brentford, actually.
No, it was. I think the last time I saw it was on a draw.
And then we go to a Burnley 0, Palace 2.
Although Burnley did really well last year, that's 3 points you've got to think. Luton, Sheffield United and Burnley's 3 points. Whenever you play them, you've got to be 3 points.
Yeah.
Are they favourites to go down now, Burnley? I watch them and think...
Well, I think it's still Luton.
They're just not there. Yeah, company's going to get sacked, I think, even though he did what he did in the Championship to bring them up. He's on the cusp. He's got to be one of the first ones, favourites to go next, isn't he?
1-1, drawn 1, lost 9, Burnley. And exactly the same for Sheffield United. Bournemouth 1-1, drawn 3, lost 7. Luton 1-1, drawn 3, lost 7. Everton 1-3, drawn 2, lost 6.
Talking about your favourite team, Everton, the next one was actually Everton 1, Brighton 1, which...
Unbelievable.
Good point for Everton, that.
Definitely.
I think that's a strong point. That's a point gained against Brighton.
Yeah.
75% of the time they would win a match.
Yeah.
Bit poor form at the moment, though, Brighton.
Yeah, they seem to have just dropped their levels a little bit.
Whether it's a European adventure, I don't know.
Probably. They're getting. It's getting to them. Sorry, I was actually going to say maybe the players are starting to get a bit tired.
You always find that, though. Anyone who goes into Europe for the first year, the amount of league games, then the cup games, then the European games, it takes its toll on inexperienced and smaller squads. Because my pal died who supported West Ham, I'm not going to say anything derogatory about West Ham today. And I think it's a lovely cup what they won.
You have changed.
Moving on. Next one.
Sorens City 6, Bournemouth 1.
Really happy with that. I'm really, really happy with Toku. He is turning out to be an amazing player. Obviously, he was good. They knew what they were doing with him, but he is really unleashing, especially against a really small sort of side or team like Bournemouth. He really gets the chance to show what he can do, and hopefully they'll give him more leeway. He's already making the team often, so I am really happy about him. Haaland looks like he's getting back on form, starting to score again.
Did he get a knock?
Sorry?
Did he get taken off? Did he? Did he get injured?
No, I don't think so. No, I think he's getting back on form, which is good. I really want him to show, we're going to talk about this later, but I really want him to prove everyone wrong regarding the Ballon d'Or. I think this is the perfect time for him to get back in form.
Okay, moving on. Sheffield United 2, Wolves 1. So that was Sheffield's first win of the season. Injury time penalty.
I saw Wolves versus Liverpool and they were 1-0 up. And to me, they looked quite a decent team.
Yeah.
But they're, again, just not doing it, are they?
No.
They've not kicked on at all.
No. Newcastle 1, Arsenal 0.
Yeah, I mean...
College.
Gary Neville did a piece on Sky Sports where he took the ball and put it at the corner exactly where it's still in, but then invited the cameras to get different angles. I got what they were saying. Arteta, to me, is off his nut. What I can't understand, what I can't get my head around, is there's no better angle than what was at Newcastle. How has that, been allowed? Everywhere else, it's goal line camera.
But for whatever reason, they can't see. And like you said, they don't have a camera angle in that.
That's mental.
They should have something above, shouldn't they? Like a bird's eye view or something.
Yeah.
They can send a camera. You know when you see at the beginning of the game, you see that camera that flies across the middle of the pitch?
Yeah, but that's not allowed to be used for technology, is it?
I mean, come on. Just start using the right things.
I just assumed that every ground in the Premier League has that technology where it looks dead straight down the goal line. For some reason, Newcastle doesn't. St. James doesn't.
Well, I'm an Arsenal fan, so I don't think it should have been a goal. I think Gabriel was pushed.
Yeah, I think out of the three they were talking about, that was the one.
They were going on about an offside where they had to get a ref in to explain that if the goalkeeper's in front of the last defender, then the defender becomes the last man, something along those lines. So, but I don't think Gordon was offside, but I think the foul from Joel Linton on Gabriel was a push. And refs have been on Sky Sports, Talk Sport, and all sorts saying it was a foul. So it's one of those games. You had Liverpool having it the other week, and United had that ball that went out, that didn't go out, that was out the week before. So it's constant at the moment.
It's really weird because you're talking about referees and, you know, in the LBP bar, everybody was moaning about the decisions, how they got them. They always just show them on the telly afterwards, oh, that was wrong, that was wrong. And now we've got the technology and we're still talking about the same things. Mm. It's just mad.
What about Havertz and his tackle? Do you think that was a red card?
Yeah, I'd say that was reckless and he should have been sent off. And I think Bruno Gumieres punched Jorginho in the back of the head and he should have been sent off. There's so much technology, they could go and look at these things and they don't, but VAR's got a long way to go before it's going to be perfect and these things are going to happen over and over again.
In its early days, if you think about it, look at it 5 years from now and it's going to be a lot different.
But they've got to do it quicker. It's taking too long still.
Yeah.
That's the problem. But why can't they just say to the referee, go and have a look at it yourself and let him still make the decision?
Yeah.
Because they're taking everything away from the referee.
When it's not supposed to be like that.
Well, they make the decision, they know that they're right, and then they send it to the monitor for the referee to look at. And 99% of the time when they go over to the monitor, you know the ref is either going to give a pen or not, or go against what the initial decision was. Like Gary said, why don't just send him over to the monitor and let him look?
Yeah. Right, we've got three more to get through. Next one is Forest 2, Villa 0.
That's a surprise to me. That's a good three points for Forest. But the way that Villa are set out, I wouldn't expect them, Brighton, to be losing against the likes of Sheffield United, Burnley, Luton, Bournemouth. You know what I mean? These are good teams now. Good teams. Yeah. Different, to play different.
This is when an accumulator gets difficult to put together, doesn't it? Because I would have backed Villa all day long. Game, and then just crazy things happen. So, Ollie Watkins was on fire. Can't get himself a goal in that game against Nottingham Forest, but will bang in three against someone else. So, who knows what happened there? That was probably the crazy game of the weekend, I think.
I think the crazy game of the weekend was Chelsea and Spurs.
Yeah, we'll come on to that.
Without a shadow of a doubt, but we'll come on to that in a bit.
The next one's a shock as well. Was Luton 1, Liverpool 1. Liverpool last minute goal.
That was really crazy.
Was this the game where Darwin Nunez missed a sitter again?
Offside. It was offside.
He was the header in from Salah, and then
he was offside. Yeah. They did say he was offside, but it was still unbelievable. I saw Salah, he was going down. He was like,
he can't believe he missed. But it was offside in the end.
He was offside.
Yeah, he's a funny player, Darwin Nunez. I don't know what to make of him at the moment.
He's like a coin toss player. Sometimes he will just win you games and he will just bang in three at a time.
Yeah.
And other times he will just completely miss every single shot.
Yeah.
They've had a lot of opportunities in that game, but they just couldn't score up until the end. Luis Diaz. It's really good for him. Obviously, everything he's been through is just good for him to score like that, save the team. Probably meant a lot for him. So
the worrying thing about Liverpool is, does it take Luis Diaz, probably not in the greatest mindset, to come on and win you a game that you should be winning easily without him? So
what didn't happen against Wolves when they were 1-0 down? Klopp threw on Darwin Núñez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Luis Diaz.
Yeah.
What do you think of them? Do you think they've got what it takes this year to win it all? Liverpool?
No. Absolutely not.
Man
City, I think, are way ahead.
Yeah. I mean, Kevin De Bruyne is not even playing. They're winning 6-0.
It was against.
They're animals, and very, very frustrating, especially if you're trying to compete with them for the title.
Yeah. Mm.
And then we got one more, which obviously was last night, and I've written Spurs 1, Chelsea 4. What the fuck?
Gaza.
We'll talk about that later, shall we?
Why?
What do you want to talk about it now?
Well, stop your expletives. Terrible behaviour and language there coming from someone of the older generation.
So if you were telling everyone what actually happened, like how did the game actually go? Because
first 15 minutes, Spurs blew them out of the water. They got the first goal.
First goal in 6 or 7 minutes?
Yeah, took them apart. Then Sonny scored marginally offside, but it was offside. If I'd have gone in 2-0, I think that would have been it. But then Chelsea started to get a little bit of a foothold, and then Ndogi did a 2-foot challenge, which
only got a yellow card.
Sterling moved out the way, and he didn't. Yeah, if Sterling had the move,
he did touch him a bit.
Yeah, but I think Sterling saved him a little bit there because he didn't move to one side, saw it coming. So yeah, he got a yellow for that, and that seemed to lit the touch paper then, and then it got quite competitive, and then our dear friend Romero went chasing a long ball up front, and then he was down the ground, he kicked out of somebody, nothing happened with that.
It wasn't a big kick anyway.
Prior to that, Chelsea had two goals disallowed for offside.
The two goals disallowed for offside, and then Romero gave away a penalty, straight red.
It was deserved. What do you think about that?
Yeah, he won the ball first, but the follow through was nasty. Deserved red. But the crowd, they didn't see that, so they all thought he won the ball, and so there's a bit of booing and whatever. But so down to 10 men, so we've taken Brennan Johnson off, put Eric Dier on. To be fair, he did all right, I think, in his first game. Won all half time. Second half, Ndogi, stupid challenge on Sterling. He was going away from the goal, red card, and you're down to 9 men. But we lost Van der Ven through injury. Madison went off injured. So two big players. I think we ended the game out of the 11 starters, only 4 finished the game.
You did, for a split second, go 2-1 up, didn't you, with 9 men?
Yeah.
The goal was ruled offside.
Yeah. And then Dier took his goal really well, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then ruled offside.
Was it clear offside?
Well, yeah. Very marginal, but it was offside. That's 5 disallowed goals. There was, 21 minutes extra time or injury.
Chelsea were piss poor against 9 men. Against 9 men, you would expect a professional side to go in and start punishing 6, 7, 8 goals.
Especially with that high line that Spurs were playing.
The scoreline looked like they did in the end.
No, they didn't. They didn't.
How Chelsea didn't, like you're saying, it's just a late run from the midfield, isn't it? It's all you need, ball through. I mean, the keeper was fantastic, wasn't he?
Keeper saved three definites.
Yeah, he did really, really well.
Yeah, the way Chelsea played against 9 men Tottenham was disgraceful. Nothing short of disgraceful.
That's all the results. And then the Premiership table is looking, obviously, we've got City top now on 27 points, Spurs on 26, Liverpool and Arsenal both on 24, Villa 22 and Newcastle 20. And at the bottom, fourth bottom, obviously Luton with 6, Bournemouth third from bottom 6, Burnley second to bottom 4, and Sheffield United rock bottom with 4. And that is your Premier League roundup.
Make sure to follow us on Facebook. Follow on Apple Podcasts. Morning Kickoff Football Podcast.
Hit subscribe and don't miss the next episode. With you every week.
Saturday Morning Kickoff Football Podcast. Your host, Dino.
Harry Maguire.
Oh, yeah, he's back.
He's turned the corner. And he
scored a goal.
Him and Evans at the back.
He'll be captain again soon.
Yeah. Imagine that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
A player that was told to leave, a player that turned down West Ham, stayed at Man United.
Yeah.
I still think he's shit.
Yes, he is.
I just don't think you can say, I've had one good game, but the other 10 were scored fucking 7 own goals. Scored more legit own goals than fucking Harry Kane. Although he is, I've got to be honest, I think I saw Harry Kane score actual goals for Bayern.
Yeah, he's on fire.
He's really good.
He's in a shit league, for fuck's sake. He should be on fire. It's like playing Grimsby every week. It's like fucking giving candy to a kid.
But he's done well against Dortmund, and they're decent. They're second best. Isn't he? Yeah, yeah.
He's doing well, though. He's on for the golden, but he's going to beat Messi's record or something in Europe. Apparently, that's what he's on for now.
Well, he's playing in the fucking...
So is Messi, though.
German league.
Yeah.
Messi only ever played in Spain, then went to France, now he's in America. Has he come to England and done it? No. If you take away all of Harry Kane's penalties... Right,
there he goes.
He would not be fucking up at the top scoring and beating Rooney and fucking Jim Greaves and everything else.
He scores those penalties. It's not like every player. So, there's so many players that miss penalties. To have someone that you can rely on when you really need them to score that penalty, especially.
But he doesn't score legit goals.
It's still.
He's
a goal,
not even in a fucking legit league.
Yes, it is.
If he did it in the English Premier League, he would probably win
the Champions League.
If he went to Man United or he went to Man City.
He did do it in the Premier League.
Did he? Fuck. All he did was fucking take penalties and shit.
I'll send you your goals he scored for Tottenham. I'll send you a...
I don't ever see him ever scoring for England a legit goal.
It would be nuts if Tottenham do really well this year, like
yes, Son is doing fucking well,
and Kane has gone. That would just be like, well, maybe Dino's got a point.
No,
but Son has come into his own, being put up front by Ange.
Well, it happened when Kane got injured a couple of years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know what I think? I think if Kane went to Grimsby and he started scoring goals, then Dino would be very happy with him. It would definitely change his perspective.
But you're talking about a top alleged caliber player. But in my mind,
Dennis, you'd be scoring goals. You'd be happy with that.
Yeah, but listen, in the reality of it is, for England, he does not score legit goals. That's my fucking point. He is not that great. Trust me, he's not that great. He wasn't that great at Spurs.
He's still in form.
Would you have prime Rooney or prime Kane?
Rooney all day long.
Rooney.
I'd go Rooney all day long.
Probably Rooney, yeah.
Fuck you, though, then. I'll go Kane.
Gary, your fucking language is awful tonight.
It depends, because the game was so much different back then when Rooney was in his prime.
Was it different?
Yes, it was.
How? In what way?
Well, they weren't playing the way they are now.
You didn't have VAR?
No. No, the way they're playing now with high pressing and everything, they weren't playing like that back then.
Yeah, that's just the style. Styles come and styles go. Playing 3-5.
Everyone's doing it now. It's not just the style. It's the way the game is played now. That's a lot of managers. They just want players that just press and press and press all the time. It wasn't like that a lot back then.
But this is what I'm saying to you about styles. Styles come and styles go. Things are not different now to what they were when Rooney was in his prime.
Players used to be, they were different, mate. If you think about it, the way they're training now, all the equipment they've got and everything.
Bullshit.
Like that, they didn't have
bullshit.
It back then. They
bullshit.
Didn't have it back then.
No, Sam Allardyce was doing all this when he was at Bolton, and we're talking 20 years ago.
And we had shit pitches back then.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they're on carpets now, aren't they?
You can't
control a ball on a pitch now, and you... Well.
I was at Stockport, and before we went to the game, we was in the hotel room. Steve put a game on, and it was Wrexham from the 70s. The pitch was fucking awful. Mm. Well, they played on it.
Yeah.
It was cut up so badly, but they played on it. Now you look at the manicured lawns, and you look at your ground, Gazza, where they can put the ground underneath in a car park, turn it into a stadium where you can have concerts. Unbelievable. I think Real Madrid are doing the same. That's where technology has moved on, other than that shit VAR. The way that the grounds are looked after now, with the introduction of 4G grass and all the shit that you can use nowadays, which is acceptable. But in terms of what Rooney was doing then to what Kane was doing now, there's not much of a difference.
Now, I think Rooney was like cut from like this go to war cloth when you're from the streets.
Yeah, yeah.
19 years old.
When you're on a council estate and you're kicking a ball against a wall day in, day out, and you live football, become a Premier League or professional player, there's something about you that it is like, you see Rooney when he slides into those tackles in his sort of prime, when he was smacking them from miles out and stuff like that.
The difference then, that prime Rooney you're talking about, he was fucking 89-year-old grandmas. He was what? He was fucking 89-year-old grandmas. Isn't that right, Gazza?
Yeah, yes, mate, yeah.
And he got found out. He used to go to whorehouses just to fuck grandmas. That's why he was in his prime.
In corpses at 89.
Yeah.
Boy, he's still
the likes of Gazza. That's what he was doing. And having boxing matches and shit.
For money.
With the grannies.
He's doing it for money.
Probably.
He was grafting. He was a grafter.
He was a grafter, I'll give you that.
He did that for United.
Yeah. But he did. Yeah.
Well, that wasn't in the documentary.
What, has he got a documentary out?
Colleen Rooney's thing, wasn't he?
I didn't see it. Did you see the Beckham one?
Yeah.
I haven't seen either. Anyway, look, lads, let's move on to the championship. What have we got for the fixtures this
week? So Friday night match. Turner's team. So it was Leicester 0, Leeds 1.
Yes.
Good result.
Leeds, I looked at the weekend, they were second from top.
They're third at the moment.
Are they?
Yeah. But they played really, really well. Great result at Leicester. Bedded into third place now, just behind Ipswich. Ipswich got a game in hand.
Yeah, well, Squid went with Ipswich this week on the Acca. I run a group that we all put a team forward to win on the week. I put 20 quid on. Squid picked fucking Ipswich. I was watching Ipswich, I was watching Aldershot, and I was watching two of us. And Ipswich just weren't at the races.
Yeah.
Weren't at the races. Came back 2-2, I think.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's the next one. Birmingham 2, Ipswich 2.
Yeah.
So that's Rooney's first point, Birmingham manager.
Yeah, they played all right, to be fair, Birmingham. Mm.
They should have won. Ipswich were late in the day, weren't they? They got that right at the end.
80th minute and 89th minute.
Yeah, they should have won that. I had Ipswich on my accumulator and they let me down.
Next, we've got Bristol City 1, Sheffield Wednesday 0. So I think it's both Sheffield clubs bottom of the two leagues, aren't they?
Yeah. So. Sheffield, from what I understand, people talking to me about the podcast, Sheffield Wednesday have got problems with their owners.
Yeah.
Same as Everton.
Yeah, they have, yeah. Yeah.
Same as Reading.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
So there's lots of clubs that have got problems at the moment. Even my own beloved Grimsby, we've sacked our manager this week. We've got problems, but we've got a great, I feel we've got a great board. Jason Stockwood and Andrew Pettit. I think the way they're doing things is fantastic right now. Everything's with dignity. They're not doing anything behind anyone's back. Paul Hurst, that they hadn't planned on sacking him. They wanted him to get the result against Stockport. They wanted him to get a result at the weekend against Slough. Just never happened. Hadn't happened, so he got sacked after the Stockport game.
Okay. Next, Huddersfield 0, Watford 0. Football draw there. Nothing to say about that one. Then we got Millwall 0, Southampton 1. So the Saints, they started coming. They're picking up points now. I think they're fourth. They're on a bit of a roll. So the three relegated clubs are all up there again. Leicester, Leeds and Southampton. Then we go on to Plymouth 3, Middlesbrough 3. Pretty weird because Middlesbrough started really badly. They were in the bottom three, weren't they, at the start of the season?
And then
they got right the way up into the playoffs, and then I think they only picked up 1 or 2 points from the last couple of games. So Preston 3, Coventry 2, Rotherham 1, QPR 1. The QPR struggling. They sacked their manager, didn't they, as well? Gareth Ainsworth, Dix, Wickham.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah.
I wrongly said that Grimsby sacked their manager after playing Stockport. It wasn't. We lost 1-0 against Doncaster when we should have been winning. They sacked him just after that.
Oh, okay.
He was sacked really, I think, 6 o'clock. We lost 1-0. Yes. Carry on, Gazza.
Okay. Then we got another 0-0, Stoke and Cardiff and Swansea and Sunderland. So that's 3 0-0s the weekend in the Championship. And the last game, West Brom 3, Hull 1. I think that puts West Brom up in the top six as well. Leicester are top on 39. Ipswich are second on 35.
Ipswich are playing now.
They've got a game. Yeah, that's their game in hand then, I guess. Who are they playing?
I don't know. It says 0-1, but I don't know who they're playing.
Rotherham.
Oh, Rotherham are 1-0 up against Ipswich.
Ooh. Wow.
What's happened to Ipswich? They're just dropping off, aren't they?
Yeah, they're 4 points adrift, but this is their game in hand, so if they lose that, then... Yeah.
Kieran McKenna is their manager.
You got Dane Scarlett on loan there as well.
Who?
Dane Scarlett, young Tottenham striker.
Never heard of him. Like the Harry Kane.
he's the next Harry Kane, apparently.
Yeah, I believe that when I see it.
Anyway,
Harry Kane used to play for Leeds United as well. A little bit of useless information there.
Yeah, he went to Leicester on loan, never scored a goal for them, and then he scored more goals against Leicester in the Premier League than the other club. So they
penalties.
They don't like him either.
Penalties, Gazza.
No, only one. Mm. Anyway, the league table, Leicester 39, Ipswich 35, Leeds 28, Southampton 27, West Brom 26 and Preston 25. And at the bottom, you've got fourth bottom, Huddersfield 15, Rotherham on 10, QPR 9 and Sheffield Wednesday at the bottom with 6.
That table there is... That's crazy, that table.
Yeah.
Queen's Park Rangers should not be at the bottom, or second from bottom, should I say. Rotherham, like a yo-yo team, 1 minute they're winning, next minute they're losing. 13 points, 15 games played. Huddersfield, again, shouldn't be at the bottom end of the table. Plymouth did fantastic last year, and some of the results they've had this year. 1-4, drawn 4, and lost 7. Millwall, I'd never touch Millwall on an Acker because I never know what they're going to do. Norwich mid-table, Watford mid-table, Birmingham mid-table, Swansea mid-table, Stoke mid-table, Middlesbrough 12th after losing 6 games, 12th. They've done well, 1-6, drawn 3, lost 6.
Yeah, I think they lost 6 and they won 6 and then drawn 3 or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it just seems to be clubs struggle to find any continuity.
Yeah.
Leeds, third from bottom, like you said, Gazza. I quite fancy them. I quite fancy them to be in the playoffs. Go on then, next one.
Where's the FA Cup after that?
Fuck the FA Cup. Grimsby played Slough. Slough have got a 3G pitch. Grimsby went 1-0 down from a free kick. It was piss poor. When I was at Stockport with Stevie Pexman and my son. Sam, shout out to Sam. Grimsby in the first half went 3-0 down. I've never seen a team play so badly, get beat to every ball, misplaced passes. It was just extraordinarily bad. I was at hospitality as well. We were sat on a table with Stockport fans. Even they were just, well, this is a piece of piss. Gonna take the candy from the kid. Came in at 2-1. And we went out, pegged it back to 2-2. Then in the dying minutes, it would end up being 3-2. But the contrast between the two halves should never be like that. Professional footballers playing that bad, getting a wage, and not doing the jobs that they're meant to do. It was juvenile the way that they played. Now, when they played Slough, 3G pitch, complete bollocks. These professionals couldn't get to grips with the pitch, stickiness of the pitch, the way that the ball played or didn't play, the fact that it was all playing in trains, whatever. They couldn't manufacture a fucking pass, and Slough went 1-0. Disgraceful. Fucking disgraceful. Second half, again, for our goal scorer to put us into a replay. Should never have been like that. We sacked to Paul Hurst and we should have kicked on, should be kicking on, and performances like that, just poor. This is what you get when you support a team like Grimsby, unfortunately.
Was it Danny Rose that scored?
Yeah, it was horrific. People was texting me that was at the game saying, how's the game coming across on TV? Awful. It was awful. But in the second half, I've got to say, I did say to everyone who was texting, we are going to score, because you could see that a goal was going to come, because kind of like it all clicked together. Oh yeah, this is what we've got to do because we're on a 3G pitch. Bullshit. Should have just been the basics. They didn't do the basics right. Same as Stockport. Didn't do the fucking basic fundamental things. Passing the ball to feet, controlling the ball, just passing it into space. But it is what it is. Replay in 6 days at Bundle Park, and whoever wins that one away to Oxford United.
Yeah, it was grass when I last played at Slough many, many years ago. But you're talking about FA Cups. I watched a Swindon Aldershot, obviously Swindon in Div 2, Aldershot in the conference. And after 9 minutes, Aldershot are 3-0 up. You think,
yeah, that was an amazing game.
Yeah, right? And you know, at one point they were 7-0 up, and they're the only non-league side to score 7 goals against a professional team.
7-4 it ended up, wasn't it?
Yeah, 7-4, yeah. Swindon got 4 in the last sort of 15 minutes. But yeah, but I'd already say it's already done and dusted by then. And they got Stockport at home in the next round, who were top of the league.
Stockport will do them.
I might go to that, actually. Might just pop pop over the old wreck and have a look.
You are listening to the Morning Kickoff Footy Podcast. No bullshit, no bollocks, no fucking idea.
Our podcast, and as you may have all realised by now, we've got a change in the lineup. Other than me and Gazza, and Gazza is obviously the world's oldest podcaster who we dig up every week to do this. We have got Ollie and Solin with us, and this is how it's going to continue. Podcast with four people, so we can all bounce off each other, and it's a different kind of energy rather than trying to do it over a phone and where people can't always get to where we do the recording of the podcast. This is a more stable environment where Ollie can make it and Soren can make it. Me and Gaz are always going to do it anyway. And as a reservist, we have the great and wonderful Paul Sterling, who's a soldier and can't always get to it, but is someone that we've got in reserve. He also is a Spurs supporter, just like Gazza.
And his tagline is, eating is cheating.
Yes, eating is cheating. Well, his other tagline is, I have two things in life. One is my word, second is my balls, and I won't break them for anyone. Out of the Godfather, allegedly. Something like that. I might be wrong, but that's what Paul says. So, as a podcast, we are a really good podcast. And how do I know this? We get charted. The episodes go into the Apple UK podcast charts. I just want to give you an idea of where we reach. Obviously, England is 83.62% of our audience, but we actually go to United States, go to Sweden, go to Canada, go to Dominican Republic, we go to Spain, we go to Jamaica, Egypt, Romania.
Yes, baby.
Yes, pick up the Romanians over there. Austria, Ireland, Jersey, and the Philippines. Everyone who's listened all around the world, from me and the guys, so Turner, Squid, Joel, Gazza, Sorin, and Ollie, and myself. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And all the people who stopped me in the street and stopped me at work and all the rest of it to ask when the podcast was coming back. We are now back. It's just been a very, very difficult 4 weeks. I've had a few people that have died. And when I say few, more than three people in the last 4 weeks have died. So it's been really difficult. Also, I lost a load of audio. So where we tried to do episode 8 and 9, didn't work out. Then me and Gazza did episode 10. That audio never worked out. And we had some producers and editors who were going to do the editing. That also never worked out. So it's been a bit of a pain in the ass. But we are now back. So thank you very much to everyone who's listening and downloading this. If we haven't given you a shout out, this is especially for you. Go on then, we're going on to the next.
Well, just before we go on the referee thing, now I read something, it was a couple of weeks ago now, but a German female referee gave a red card to a Turkish player called Karim Demirbe. Player told her, you should stick to the kitchen. So the referee wrote that in her report, and FIFA suspended him for 5 matches, and a part of his suspension, he has to officiate one woman football match. Well, that was interesting. Yeah.
It's another true story. Are we going to go on to the fixtures this week?
Yeah, do you want to do some predictions? Yeah.
Yep.
Let's start with
Wolves Tottenham lunchtime kickoff.
Oh, I fucking hate lunch times. I really do.
Wolves Tottenham.
I think it's going to be 3-0 for Tottenham.
I'm going 0-0. I think James Maddison not there for Son. They're going to have a goal threat, and I think Tottenham are going to have a little slide down the table, so I'm going 0-0.
Spurs 2-1 win.
I've got the same as Dino, 2-1. Second one is Arsenal Burnley.
3-0 Arsenal. They'll come back.
I think the sting will be in the tail of Arsenal. Kai Havertz. Chelsea was so lucky to get rid of him.
Yeah.
And to get so much money for him as well. He's a liability. Arsenal 3-0.
Same, yeah. Okay.
2-1 Arsenal.
2-1? I've got a 3-1 Arsenal. Palace Everton.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
That's got 0-0 written all over it.
I'm going to go 2-0 Everton.
Palace 1-0 for me on that one.
I think it's going to be 1-1-0.
Yeah, I had 1-1 as well. United Luton.
Well, I'll do mine. I'm going to go United 2-1.
I'm going to have to agree with Ollie, although I'd be very happy if United lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be 2-1 United.
I'm going to go 3-1 United.
You think United got three goals in them?
Yeah, I think Rashford might get a couple.
The game that I watched in Manchester was Sheffield United and Man United.
Yeah, that's it.
It was 1-1. Both scored early. One was a penalty. One was Scott McTominay. And then Dalot scored in the 77th minute. Now, I watched them at 1-1. They laboured. And it was so disjointed. The way that they were playing, the passing, the finishing, it was terrible. They didn't deserve to win that 2-1. Same as when I was in the Premier League before, always losing by a goal, always losing. Got the worst Premier League record for a team coming into the Premier League, and they're doing exactly the same again right now. And I just think Ten Hag is not the man to lead that team.
What's your score for United?
A 1-1 draw with Luton. 1-1 draw.
I can see that.
Next one, Bournemouth, Newcastle.
Newcastle 3-0.
4-1 Newcastle.
I'm going to go 3-0 Newcastle.
I'm going 2-1.
Villa, Fulham.
That's an interesting match.
I think Fulham are going to lose 2-0.
I think it's going to be 1-0 for Villa.
I'm going to go 3-1.
I'm going to go 2-1 Villa.
Brighton, Sheffield United.
Brighton, that's 3 points for Brighton. Brigerton for me, 2-1 Brigerton.
Yeah, I was going 2-1 because Sheffield ain't lose by one goal, don't they?
Mm. I'm going to go 2-0 Brighton.
I'm going to have to agree with Volley. I think it's going to be 2-0 Brighton.
Liverpool, Brentford.
Anything could happen in that game.
It's a tough game to call because Liverpool, you would have put them down as a 3-0 win this weekend and they were pants. So
2-2.
2-1 Liverpool, just.
I'm going 2-2 Brentford.
Yeah, I think it's going to be 2-1 as well for Liverpool.
3-2 Liverpool. West Ham, Forest.
2-0 West Ham.
2-2 Forest.
2-0 for West Ham.
2-1. And last one, Chelsea, Man City. Both your clubs, mate. Who are you rooting for?
That is such a Chelsea will lose 2-0.
I'm going 3-1 City.
4-0 City.
I think it might be a 5-1 for City.
5-1? Yeah.
Right, we're going into the Championship for the fixtures.
Have you got them up?
I have, yeah. So, first one is 12:30 kickoff, Sunderland and Birmingham. Birmingham is poor right now. 1 point from 9. Mm. Sunderland. Mid-table, just above mid-table. Yeah. Cardiff and Norwich, 3 p.m. kickoff. Coventry and Stoke, Hull and Huddersfield, Ipswich, Swansea City, Leeds and Plymouth. Fancy Leeds to do Plymouth, and it's at Leeds. Borough and Leicester.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
I think that will be a good game. Not 2-2 draw, something like that. QPR, Bristol City. Bristol City, 3-1 win against QPR. Chef Wednesday, Millwall. Millwall, they're a nightmare team. Never have them on an Accardo. Never know what they're going to do. Always ruin me. I'd say Millwall 2-1. Southampton, West Brom, both within a couple of places of each other. Probably a draw. Watford and Rotherham, 2-0. Watford on that one. Ligue 1. So, 12 o'clock kickoff. Peterborough and Cambridge United.
Peterborough
to win that.
Yeah.
Blackpool at Bolton versus Blackpool, 3 p.m. kickoff. Bolton at home. Bookies have got it 21-20 Bolton and 12-5 away Blackpool. Maybe a Blackpool sneak a little win there, I think. Carlisle, Bristol, Rovers 7-4, 7-5. Draw 23-10 as well. Cheltenham v Wigan 21-10. The bookies have got it at Cheltenham and 6-5 away win Wigan. Wigan just falling out of form. They did so well to get out of the bottom. 8-point deficit. Just no form. Derby and Barnsley. Derby, I've got to win that league. I've got each way as well. Top three places. The only team that's letting me down at the minute. The only team. They just need to go up a couple of places. I hope Derby win. Got to show support with them because they're in my promotion. Acca. Fleetwood and Exeter. Bookies have got it 6-5 Fleetwood and 21-10. Exeter. So you've got to say it'd be a Fleetwood win. Orient versus Oxford. Bookies have got it as an away win. 6-4, home win 17-10. Lincoln City, I'm going to say they're going to lose 8-0 because I hate them.
do a good biscuit though.
Yeah, as we discovered, Gaza. versus Port Vale. Vale are 2-1 away winners. Lincoln 13-10 home. Northampton versus Burton 21-20. Northampton win 12-5. Burton. Portsmouth top of the league versus Charlton. Portsmouth 3-4 and Charlton just over 3-1, 16-5. got to fancy that at Portsmouth. Yeah. Shrewsbury and Reading. Reading and all kinds of shit right now. 17-10 the away win. 6-4 home win Shrewsbury. I think you've got to take that Shrewsbury. Get it in your acca. Wickham Wanderers versus Stevenage. 13-10 Wickham. 9-5 away win Stevenage. Draw for me on that one. The league in League One. Portsmouth have not lost this year. Portsmouth are sitting high, 35 points. Missed out on promotion the last three seasons yeah. In the playoffs. Been really unlucky, but looks like it could be this year. Is their year for promotion? Second with 32 points, Oxford. Third, Bolton, 30 points. Fourth, Peterborough, 28 points. Barnsley, fifth with 27 points. Down at the bottom, we have Northampton, 14 points. Carlisle, 21st, 14 points, 22nd place. Fleetwood, 13 points, 23rd place. Reading, 9 points, and 24th place at the bottom. Chelt and
You've got to be shit if you're below Reading.
Have indeed. League Two fixtures, AFC Wimbledon and Doncaster. 7-2 away, Doncaster's. You've got to have AFC Wimbledon in your acca for that as a win. Bradford, new manager. Are they going to get the bounce? I doubt it very much. Mark Hughes has ruined that team. 11-10 the home win and 12-5 Barrow. I would say Barrow to win that just because I like the idea of them odds. Just over 2-1. Colchester United, evens. They've done really well since sacking their manager. Home, evens, away, 12-5. I would go all day long. Sutton United, just, I don't know what's happened at Sutton. Gazza, do you know anything with Sutton? Shit. This shit. Colchester United. Get Colchester United in your acca. We're going to do this in a minute. That's going to be one. Crawley. Right, Gazza, stick Colchester United down for me, please, for the free team acca. Crawley flying high in the top half against Accrington and Stanley. Accrington who beat Grimsby. 13-10 Crawley, 7-4 Accrington draw. Crewe, Notts County, you got to go all day long. Gazza, stick Notts County down as well, please. 2-1 the home win, Crewe. 11-10 away, Notts County. Grimsby and Morecambe, sack Paul Hurst. Really bad, really poor, really piss poor. Once surprised me in the least if Morecambe came and took all 3 points. 9-4 away, 11-10 Grimsby home. Could go anyway. Grimsby are just terrible at the moment. 2-1 Morecambe. Newport, MK Dons. Newport at home, 15-8 away, 5-4 MK Dons. MK Don win. Salford City versus Mansfield. Fucking Mansfield, a good team. Salford City seem to have picked themselves up as well. 3-1 for Salford and 3-4 odds on Mansfield. Got to go Mansfield on that. Gazza, let's do Mansfield on that, please. So we've got three for the acca, for the treble. Swindon and Stockport County. Away, evens, home, 23-10 Swindon. Can they fight back from an embarrassing FA Cup game? I doubt it. Stockport all day long win on that one. Tranmere Rovers versus Forest Green. 8-5 Tranmere Rovers, 29-20 Forest Green. You've got to say Tranmere are going to do that. Walsall versus Harrogate Town, 10-11 Walsall, 13-5 Harrogate Town, probably a draw. Wrexham and Gillingham. Gillingham, sacked the manager, off the rails, 8-11 odds on Wrexham, 16-5 Gillingham. Gillingham can play, as can Wrexham. I think Wrexham is second in the league right now.
Third, I think.
In the third?
I think so. I think it's Stockport.
Notts County and then Wrexham, yeah. Notts County and Wrexham on the same points at 30. Stockport top 35. Fourth in the league, Mansfield Town with 29 points. Fifth, Crewe with 29 points. And at the bottom, Sutton. 10 points at the bottom. Tranmere, 10 points, second from bottom. Forest Green, Rovers, third from bottom, 13 points. Grimsby, 21st with 14 points. And 20th, Colchester, 17 points. Also sacked the manager. Quite a few sacked their manager in Dipton. And that is the roundup of all the fixtures for the coming weekend. I'll tell you what is happening right now. Everton and Spurs are trying to renegotiate the terms of Dilly Dally Silly Alley's contract.
Yeah.
What's that? Everton?
No, Dilly Dally Silly Alley.
Dilly Alley.
Dilly Alley. Yeah, what was that? What's happening
there? Well, if he played another game for Everton, they'd have to pay £11 million, is that right?
Yeah.
To Spurs.
Yeah. So they're trying to refigure it out that he can come back being reintegrated with Sean Dyche's first team, but without the £11 million penalty, because they'd have to sell him.
Yeah.
Can you imagine paying £11 million for a Dele Alli?
No, this is on top. This is on top of what they've already paid.
Is that why they're not playing him?
Because they don't want to give him another. They don't want to give him another £11 million. So yeah. Just keep
that's
him.
Why he went out to Besiktas. Is it Besiktas?
Yeah.
About actually Besiktas.
He went there, didn't he? He's been injured, hasn't he?
They'd pay it if he was worth it. He was unbelievable, Dele Alli, that we all knew.
Yeah, I think
that was about 5 years ago, wasn't it? He was unbelievable.
Yeah, it came out and with all that stuff that he had and abuse and things.
I mean, there's a player in there somewhere, but whether anybody can get out. Maybe he should come back to Ange. Maybe Ange could get him playing. Who knows?
I've just got to say now that the new Grimsby Town manager, who's been slashed to evens, is David Healy, who's currently the manager of Irish team Linfield. Healy has enjoyed a mightily successful 8 years in charge of Linfield, winning the Premiership title on 5 occasions, and his side have already opened up an 8-point gap at the top of this campaign. He has also led the Blues to 2 Irish Cup crowns and 2 Bet McLean League Cups, including last season's final triumph over Coleraine at Windsor Park, while winning 266 of 420 matches across all competitions. But it's not EFL, and it's not Div 2, and it certainly ain't Vanarama. So I can't think he would be a good fit, but they've slashed his odds from 6-1 to evens.
Northern Irish former professional footballer.
Anyone that's like a manager going into League 2 is, unless you're Phil Parkinson, pretty unknown, right? You're given an opportunity to prove yourself, but you're not like coming from superstar stuff.
What about one of your old lads, Sol Campbell?
Where's he at?
I don't think he's managing anymore, is he? Bitched. Yeah. I think he was manager of Mansfield at one stage.
Wanted to be England manager, didn't he?
Yeah, why am I not England coach? Why am I not with the under-18s? Why am I not with the under-23s? Yeah. Whatever. It's bollocks. Absolute fucking bollocks. Mm. We're going to do a £10 bet for charity, and it's a treble. And the three teams are what I have picked from Div 2. We're going to put £10 on. If it wins, we're going to put that into a bank, and then by the end of the year, whatever we get in money, in winnings, we're then going to turn it over to charity. I'm probably going to do it to Andy's Man Club,
yeah.
It is, isn't it? Andy's Man Club. We're going to do it to Andy's Man Club, which is also the charity that Treebore's family have chosen as well. And also, there's a Just Giving page for Treebore, which myself and Stephen Pexman have donated £100 to. I think the total when I last saw it was 560 quid. You can give to Treebore's Just Giving page, which is also being given to Andy's Man Club. There you go. So it only leaves me now to thank the guys, Gazza, Sorin and Ollie, and to wish you all a fantastic week, and we will all see you on the next episode, which will be episode 9 next week. So goodbye from me, goodbye from you guys. Can say goodbye, guys.
Bye, guys.
See you later.
Bye, guys.
That's it. Literally say goodbye, guys. You fucking pricks. See you all next week. Ta-da.
Tiddly, motherfuckers.
And that is that.
This episode has just ended, but we know you'll be back to listen to more conversations, so make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episode. Thank you for listening.
That's a wrap. I took a sleeping tablet at 6 and I've had nothing to eat today, right? I was struggling like fuck towards the end of that. Go on, then.
This person keeps ringing about 5 times. I don't know if it's important.
It's going to be that hooker, innit? Sorin's got a hooker friend. Like proper under the bed dark as well, you know what I mean? Dark.
You couldn't see your hand in front of your face.
Exactly.
Until you just hear a tray just slide in under the door like a... prison cell.
Well, I do that every night until Dean digs me out.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Gary's an expert.
That's how Gary gets to sleep at night, isn't it, Gary?
Yeah.
All the maggots and that tapping on the coffin.
Tapping my head.
Peace.
And here's what's coming up on today's show. That was shit.
During the game. It's like as soon as the whistle goes, everything's forgotten. And you're like, well, oh, 5 minutes ago.
You're not going to kill me.
You're calling me a cunt. So.
Well, you are one to be honest. Yeah. That was fair. Come on.
It's already Do you know close the to my Albanian mouth. National anthem?
How do I know that? I barely remember the Romanian one. I know what it's called.
What's the Romanian national anthem?
Do you want me to sing it or tell you?
Yeah, sing it.
We've had this before, haven't we? Didn't we talk about this before?
Have you sung it before?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
Sing it now.
Deșteaptă-te române.
What are you doing? What the fuck is that?
That's the Romanian national anthem.
Yeah. It sounds
I'm trying
sad,
to do the
it?
Levels.
Yeah, well, there you are.
Come Go on, then. Keep singing.
Have that at the beginning of the podcast. Do it.
Can you imagine how many people would turn off for that?
We need to do the Albanian one. And then it's just Soren signing in.
1-2, 1-2.
Just do Premier League. Let's just do Premier League.
Start, yeah, we can always change it, can't we?
It keeps it easier for us then, just doing the Premier League.
Yeah.
Bit on my face. Then I'm going to go to the FA Cup. So, what team are you supporting right now?
City.
Oh, top in, obviously.
The fucking stupid top question. I still support Spurs, by the way. If you will.
It says it on your headphones. I don't need to fucking know that. Ollie, what team do you support?
Arsenal.
Didn't get shit on.
Don't fuck me.
Yeah, you did.
So, Ollie can speak about arsehole. I fucking hate them.
Yes, most people do.
As much as they hate arse, but.
Yeah.
Probably.
A treble acker.
Now 12 went out of killer this weekend.
I don't know why you lot played that game. It's shit.
I'm still in it.
Are you?
I've only got about
You're the one lot. Who fucking invited us.
I was the first one out. I went out week fucking 3 or week 4.
Oh, fucking shit.
Fucking shit. Has Joel got 2 lives still?
No, he's out, I think.
Gazza, you're knocking the table.
Sorry.
Twat.
What was that?
That was fucking air freshener. Fucking, I hate them. They're fucking everywhere. Pss, pss, pss. Yeah, don't. You're kicking the table and it's coming through.
My twitch.
Yeah.
That's because you keep me underground too fucking long.
Yeah.